Tell me about your community garden. Is it a project of the Warm Belly Soup Kitchen?
It's actually a project of 9 different agencies and some individuals.
Okay, and who does it benefit?
The entire community.
And the Warm Belly Soup Kitchen?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but yeah, as an extension. Okay, tell me when you started and what kind of crop you got. I know it's been a beautiful summer for growing.
It was a beautiful summer, but our first year was definitely more of a trial to see, you know, how the community would be able to help out. And unfortunately, because it was so hot, there was a lot of excess watering going on. But we did have a beautiful crop of potatoes and a lot of peas and beans.
Good start.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
So where did all this food end up going?
Some community members were picking at it over the at the end of the season. And then what was left was sent to the Warm Belly Kitchen.
So that'll help make a lot of soup and keep people fed all winter.
It was awesome. Yes.
What about next year? Obviously, you have plans for next year.
Yes, we do. We'll be sending out a survey in the coming months to see what our community, how they want their garden to operate.
All right.
You know, do they want to pay for slots and boxes? Do they want to have a community grow and community harvest? We're coming into a time where this is going to become incredibly important, that there's other ways to support our community in regards to food security. And that was the intention from all the agencies. What we wanted was to give them access to healthy food in these times of great, it's so hard. It's hard now.
Yeah, and prices are so high in the stores and everything else. So if you can be a little bit self-sustaining, that helps.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, is that how it works? Do you have boxes, garden boxes that people tend to?
Yeah, well, we have garden boxes right now. But like I said, this first year was just the committee taking care of it and seeing how things went. We have some people on our committee that are extremely knowledgeable in gardening, and we have other members that are extremely knowledgeable in marketing. We have members of our town council, so it's definitely a lot of community involvement.
Anything else you want to tell me about it, Amanda?
No, I just think it's beautiful to see our community working together to take care of each other in these trying times.